Welcome to Lunch with Jer. We actually ate lunch first. First of all, we're at Fire in the Mountain.
Hi, guys.
It's Fire in the Mountain South.
3:40 in the afternoon.
Kind of a happy hour, sort of.
Yep.
I like what Jeremy just said is he ordered his food, and they're like, hold on. And now what would you like? And it hit happy hour, so it saved you a couple bucks.
Yes.
The clock struck 3.
Yep.
It's good service here. You can tell they care about you when they do something like that.
We're the only ones here either. So
There are a few other individuals, but mainly us.
So Fire in the Mountain over on like Alameda, Logan. What area of town would you call this? Like
Wash Park, technically.
Wash Park, technically.
Yeah. You would know.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they say on their website.
Yeah. Have you sold any homes in this area?
Let me see. I don't think I'm under contract on a Wash Park West home right now. If I did real estate, that's what I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I were to sell any homes, I have not sold any here. Well, look at that power strip. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
It's great. Maybe we should start coming here.
Great power strips here at the South location. Yeah.
We would be outside, except it's 900 degrees outside.
It's not even that bad. You just landed.
You're
used to it being 900.
I came from San Diego, where it was also hot, but we're near enough to the ocean that it is cool.
Ocean breeze.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, we don't get that here.
But I was telling the guys, like,
not a lot.
I just spent 4 days in San Diego enjoying myself, but I didn't have any real need, like real purpose to being there other than just to be there. So we drank every day. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lush. Like
what else would you do in San Diego, though?
I mean, you're not going to go to the beach because you're not 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we would wake up and like do an activity, and then in the afternoon there's not much to do besides have happy hour. And it's glorious, but on your fourth happy hour in the row, and also last night I did not handle it very well. It got ahead of me or got away from me a little bit, and I'm not feeling super crisp today,
well,
so you guys might have to carry it.
They had those drinks that were just too cheap. It's not your fault. You were overserved. You didn't want to lose money on the deal.
Totally. You had to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, I tried to make it work, but at some point I realized
sea level.
I was probably telling bad stories. I was being loud,
right,
and I was kind of probably being a little bit of an asshole, so I was like, shut it down.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But we did lunch first, and we blew through so much good content at lunch, but we're not going to eat and talk on microphones at the same time. So recap the last 30 minutes of our lunch?
What would you like to recap?
Well, we started
Kevin Durant to the Timberwolves. No.
Why?
Ran through motherfucker.
Why?
Washed up. Fucking front running ass.
Because
get out of here.
He
didn't want us 10 years ago.
Been through and ran through.
Ran through.
Yeah.
Yeah, has been. Passed around.
And as a Timberwolves fan, I'm guessing that means you don't want him.
Yeah. I don't think so. Or maybe.
You don't want
I don't know.
Sloppy fifths?
Yeah, sloppy ninths. Jesus.
Is he like top 10 scoring of all time?
Probably.
And yet everyone's like,
so.
Fuck that guy. I don't want him.
I just like now that the Timberwolves are making the Western Finals, Kevin Durant is like, maybe I'll go there.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Right.
You front-running son of a bitch.
Nobody's thinking about going to Minneapolis
3 years
ago.
Before.
Yeah. Right.
Is there a better player that still feels like you don't want him?
Ooh.
In the history of sports? Like, he's amazing. We don't really want him, though.
I don't know if I'd want LeBron.
Really? Why?
Because I feel like whatever you have to pay him, it's going to be like 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. And he's 40.
So, wait. Are we talking about a trade, or are we talking about, hey, they're just going to join our team?
Picking him up. Yeah.
I think I would take LeBron then. But I'm also thinking that you got to trade for him. What about Durant just picking him up, not trading for him?
Still no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like the market for Aaron Rodgers. Different thing, but how about that?
Wow.
Soft, huh?
Jeb, the Steelers fan of the group, I've sent every time I see something with Aaron Rodgers on, I send it to him, and he's stopped responding on some level because he's like, yeah, I fucking hate it. I'm not looking forward to it. What else would you like me to say?
Yeah, that sucks for them. Wow.
If he wasn't a big fan of Big Ben, then he got Russell Wilson, and now Aaron Rodgers. So.
Wait, so the Steelers fan was not a big fan of Ben Roethlisberger?
As him as a person.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So they didn't go to lunch much.
Yeah. Like, you can rape all you want, but if you win some Super Bowls, I will tolerate you on my team.
100%.
Totally.
Didn't he not even do the assault so much? Wasn't it like kind of a hearsay situation? He said, she
Bitches
said.
Bitches be tripping, dude.
Well,
I'm with you, dude.
I'm not victim blaming. I heard that, so because I said it recently. Someone was like, oh, you didn't know that? That never really happened.
Who was that?
It was a woman. No, it could have been from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he never served any time. He never he didn't get kicked out of the league. Did he?
Right.
Did he even get suspended just for, like, conduct unbecoming?
I don't know.
He was
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wasn't a long time
so
ago,
long.
But a long time ago
it
at the same time.
20 years ago. It was a long time. Maybe not.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
9/11 was 20 years ago.
9/11.
24.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of 9/11.
Too soon?
Speaking of the Middle East.
Too soon?
Yeah. We are on the verge of World War III.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
A little nervous.
I mean, I'm full because I had a lot of lunch, so I'm pretty full.
I don't love it. So far, we're not in it directly, which is great. No. We being the U.S. of A.
Every time I see a news or a clip where it's like missiles launched, I go, oh, shit, it started. And they go, eh, most of them are destroyed. A couple people died. Yeah. Wait, one country launched missiles in the air at another country.
Yeah.
And we're like, eh.
Yeah.
Kind of.
No big deal. Israel has something called like the Iron Dome or shit. Like the most expensive defense in the world.
I have coworkers that live in Israel.
Really?
That's still just having business as usual. Just hopping on meetings. Just like, can you imagine like Pueblo being bombed and we're just like, yeah, I'm going to just hop on a call. Like, I'm going to keep going and work every day.
But
and
Israel's always in the midst of something.
Sure.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Whether they're carrying it out or it's being carried out on
them. Is that why it's called the Middle East? Because it's the middle of everything.
Yeah, it's the middle of the war.
That's why.
Every war.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
It's like Middle Earth.
If Jeremy was upset with me and he threw a punch and he missed,
right.
I would still be pretty upset.
Yes.
So if you're shooting a missile at my country and it misses, I'm still pretty upset.
You'd shoot a missile back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or I'd get somebody bigger and badder to bring something to the game.
To finance your punches?
Like the United States, perhaps.
Yeah. Like Sam.
Yeah.
Sam's the United States.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. No. Reluctant combatant in this front.
What do we think is going to happen? More of the same, because it's been going on for 50 years, this rhetoric and pissing and moaning on each other, or something for real this time?
More of the same.
Probably more of the same. Yeah. Hopefully more of the same, because that's not a real war.
Right.
Yeah.
But what
that's like spitballs.
I didn't realize this has been a great educational time for me. And I still don't know what the fuck is going on. But I remember hearing about before Iran was Iran. It was like Persia. And it was democratic and awesome.
Yeah.
And then it changed and it's what it is now. We, the U.S., went in there and then did the regime change and put this guy in, the whatever.
Ayatollah.
Yeah. And now we're like, oh, well, we got to go in and get him out. It's like, you fucking did this.
Yeah. I feel like we do that a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's where we just go, what?
Yeah.
No.
What? No.
We're democracy. Yeah. That's not us.
That wasn't us.
I think they said,
are we still getting our oil? Yeah. That wasn't us. Yeah, that was good. We're good.
The nice thing about regime change with the president is that you can just blame it on the other guy who's been out.
True. Dude, I like using the term regime change for a lot more things now.
Ooh.
Like, what happened to your job? There was a regime change, and they made some decisions, or... What about your football team? We're hoping for a regime change this year, and we'll have a much better year.
You're dating a woman. You sit down. Listen, I think it's time for a regime
change.
She's like, awesome. What's that? You're like, that's part of the
reason.
You're
not going to like it.
You sound a little Trumpy right there, Sam. You're not going to like it.
Well, I feel a little Trumpy sometimes. Yeah. Wednesday afternoon. Girlfriend is the Ayatollah, basically. Continue.
Well, I think that... They even said, okay, well, Ayatollah is now in hiding for all the reasons.
The Supreme
Trump came out and said, we know where you are.
Yeah.
It's not really that big a deal to get you if we want to get you.
He's like, we might take him out, we might not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll let you know.
That's one of those things where I think that we probably know where he is, but he may not have any idea and still said, we know where you are. Like,
oh, totally.
You mean he's not completely accurate when he gives a press conference of what he knows and doesn't know?
Yeah, and he may not even be in Iran anymore. He might have been... ship somewhere else, but he's like, yeah, we know where you are.
Yeah.
Well, when people are
going to go into war, we may or may not.
Yeah. And people are like, he hasn't specifically said they won't go in.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, why would you? Let me just telegraph what we're going to do here.
Yeah,
to
the
world.
I feel like a reporter asked him a question and he's kind of said, he's like, what a dumb question that is. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Which I understand also.
Yes.
Yeah. It was one of the things where he's like, why would I tell you my plan is one of the things where I respect him.
Right.
Of him going.
It's the one thing that you're respected for.
Because if he did tell you, it's not really what's going to happen anyways. Yeah, we're going to go tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to bomb them.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say Eastern or Pacific time, though, so we'll see. That's the curveball. The one thing I do like about him is that he is funny. That's a Shane Gillis line.
Funniest president
I didn't say he's good.
Mean?
He said funny.
But
he is some of his meat, like the thing that I sent you after the No Kings Day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, thank you, everyone, for your protest. No kings. I'm safe. Or something like that. He's like, my presidency is safe because of your protesting of no kings or something. Like, he just trolls the shit out of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's chuckling all the time. Maybe.
What do you think? Yeah.
I think he's unintentionally funny. Yeah.
Both. Yes. Yeah. Intentionally and unintentionally. Yeah, yeah. The unintentional stuff is some of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is the best.
I also think he gets too much credit for, like, this is what Trump's doing. Like, he's not doing anything. The guy doesn't work hard. He's lazy. His people are doing it.
Right. Just like Biden. But yeah, he just wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So who really has been running the country and none of us know?
No.
No.
Or who was running it where the auto pen scandal was happening? Who was actually signing all that shit?
What is that now? Auto pen?
The auto pen? You know about that
no,
story, Jeremy?
No.
I feel like I know a lot about politics and I don't really try to know. I just kind of like pick up stuff here and there. And yeah. So the auto pen thing was they came and said, here's all these executive orders that Biden signed. And they all look exactly the same except for this one, which we saw him sign. Those all look like they're like auto pen, like someone else is saying, boop, put Joe Biden's name on
right.
it. And there's all these things where he's obviously incapacitated, and yet he's signing all these executive orders.
Wow.
So I think there is a legitimate conspiracy that he auto penned or somebody auto penned a lot of executive orders.
But you think they did that without his knowing?
I mean, if he was incapacitated or if he doesn't really know what's going on, him knowing or not knowing
how's that any different than Trump now when he sees an executive order and goes, what is this I'm signing? And then they have to explain it to him. He's like, all right. And then
I don't know that it's that different.
Yeah, it's a little different, but not that different.
He's actually signing it, so he is responsible.
Sure.
But,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that he loves a good executive order.
Totally.
Oh, my God. Just hot off the presses.
With the Sharpie.
Everybody rolling? Is everyone rolling?
Yeah.
Good. Cameras? Good. I'm glad that we were able to get together, Dave, because it was in limbo whether Jerry was able to be here or not. His son's team vehemently played.
It's my team, too. I am
your
a coach.
Team?
So,
okay.
It was up in the air. We thought we were going to have baseball playoffs today, but that all came to a screeching halt on Sunday in our championship game. So,
19-7. Pour one out.
Also, I forgot to tell you guys that he did get invited to be part of the All-Star team.
Ooh.
Nice.
For a tournament that we will be in Salt Lake for, and probably saved us $500.
Wow.
For not having to participate in that. So.
Oh, you're not going to go to the All-Star?
No.
Yeah.
We're
going
to Salt Lake City. Okay. Yeah, we're going to Salt Lake. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. An All-Star tournament, you have to pay $500, roughly?
So every little league, at the end of the season, they put together an All-Star team to go play. This is like Little League World Series. Those are all All-Star teams based on those little leagues.
Okay.
And so it's not like your neighborhood team. Which it should be. It should be like, who's the best neighborhood team?
Right.
But it's like, here's the 12 handpicked best players of this league, and they're going to go play the best 12. So he got invited to that, and I was like, oh, when is it? And they're like, 4th of July weekend. I go, not going to be in town. And
great time for a tournament, dummies.
Yeah.
So we also discussed the timing of everything. Like, some of the games are like, Jeremy, the game's tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow at 11.
Good thing I'm available, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just clear my schedule. So where does the money come in? And they just charge you money for doing
for
this?
The tournament entry fee, for the uniforms, for the...
New uniforms just for a tournament.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Horse.
Kickback for the coach.
Yeah.
Glad I don't have to worry about my kids making any of those teams.
So, yeah.
But maybe he's on like a math championship team or something.
Chess, I could see it. Yeah, he's already playing
jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu he's actually doing really well at. But he's like... For a 6-year-old, alarmingly good at chess. Like, I'll beat him, but I have to, like, think about it.
Yeah. Does he play online?
No.
Okay.
We have this, we have a little kid's chess version. Yeah.
If he wants to start playing, my boys play online too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, for money? They gamble?
No, not that I know of.
Sam's going to play him. I'm like, this is Connor.
Are
and
you
like,
fucking
is
he But I played my oldest probably 3 years ago, and I beat him. And I haven't played him again since because I go, I won last time. I don't want to.
He's like,
go out on top.
Retire. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bet I would lose to him. He's beaten. His grandfather taught him how to play, and he's beaten his grandfather, so his grandfather won't play him anymore. So,
I played Liam Rux in chess one time after a couple beers, and I was just kind of fucking around, barely paying attention, and he beat me, and he talked, for Liam, a little bit of trash. So I was like, let's just play again. Yeah. In my head, I was like, fuck you, we're playing again.
Back up, you little bitch.
And so I really tried, and he beat me again.
No!
Yes. I'm like, oh, he's just better than me at chess.
Okay, I guess
he's actually quite good at it, but I thought, well, if I try, I should be able to beat him, and he's 16 at this time or whatever. Nope, still thoroughly
It's one of those things, though, chess, that if you lose at, you go, that's fine.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I did see a meme the other day that said, like, there was an AI robot that played chess. And it broke the fingers of, like, the 7-year-old that was playing against. And then the other guy replied, he goes, So they're still using my tricks of how to play chess.
Some of my favorite videos are the secret grandmaster goes to the park and plays a chess hustler. Yeah. There's a whole genre of video. It is a lot of fun.
That is awesome.
It's like some woman or some random guy that you wouldn't expect and isn't dressed like it. And he goes and plays one of these hustlers who are just used to taking money from people.
Yeah.
I think I'll go watch one later, honestly.
I might have to watch that
Yeah,
now.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that where
they
have, like,
a good
the
rabbit
clock.
Hole to go down.
Yeah.
The clock where they play and then they hit the clock and
boom,
tick, tick, tick.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's great.
It's not like poker, like where they have like sunglasses on or they have a thing.
Here's my problem with poker. I like playing poker. Every poker game that I've been a part of ends at fucking 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long.
Yeah.
And I love, I like, it's the only, it's not really a casino game, right? Because you have to go to the poker room and it's different. It's a whole different deal. You'll go play blackjack with
your
friends.
You're not playing against the house. You're playing against
But I don't, like, I like playing poker. It's the only game I actually enjoy. I don't care about blackjack or any of that other stuff. So that's why I don't really like casinos. But I like getting a poker game together. But
have you played in a casino before?
No, never.
Neither have I.
Yeah. No.
I have, and I went out quickly because you're like, oh, I'm having fun. I have a good hand. And unless you know all the things, if you go, oh, I've got a good hand, I'm going to try to win, that's really, I mean, having the best cards isn't necessarily the thing that's going to make you win. It's knowing how to bluff other people, know when to hold them and fold them, that kind of shit.
We had a someone give like a webinar at work a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how they did all these online studies for people playing online poker, and the winning hand was like the best hand 20% of the time.
20%?
20%?
Yeah. So
you gotta have balls. Yeah. Or a lot of money so you don't care about losing it.
Yeah, so like he was saying, essentially, you don't have to have the best product or have the best hand to win. You gotta be the best player.
And so that's the metaphor for life, basically. Oh, yeah. I love that, actually.
Yeah. So
and Jeremy's like, that's great because I'm not the best employee.
Yeah, totally.
So when, stand up. I'd like to say something.
Yeah, so when my
80-20,
comes,
I'm 20 right now.
Yeah. When my time comes, I go, what? I didn't even have the best hand. What are you talking about?
Like, I'm just a playa. Yeah. He's like, well, I didn't say playa, but.
Where did you play poker room in?
Like up at Monarch. Back in the day, like I went gamble once a month, maybe when I was in my 20s.
Really?
But I didn't have a lot of money. I would go up there for like $50 or $100.
Yeah.
And we'd go for the afternoon drinking and then come back. And I really enjoyed it, but I was never any good at it. And so it just kind of lost its luster after a while when you're like, all right, well, this isn't fun anymore. And I never win.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just spending $100 in an afternoon. I'd rather do something else.
Right. Me too. That's where I'm at. Yeah. My wife likes to gamble. I have dropped her off before and then
really
drove around and like look for a hike or something.
Oh, wow.
Really nothing up there. But
I like winning. I don't like gambling.
Yeah. And I don't win when that's why she also likes doing these fucking scratch offs. Okay. Not all the time. Occasionally as a harmless little piece of here's $20. Here's $30. Whatever.
Yep.
Fine. Great. If you enjoy it, great. Here's my problem with the scratch offs. Mm-hmm. You never fucking win. Ever.
You always win just enough to put it back
and
in.
And you put it back. And that's what I said. She's like, well, I won that one time. I'm like, and then what happened? Yeah. Did you reinvest the winnings?
Yeah.
If you win, I mean, did you actually take money and have it afterwards?
Yeah.
But when we go back to the Midwest, they have pull tabs.
Pull tabs.
You guys familiar with this?
Yes. Oh, what's that?
Pull tabs is a game.
I was going to ask you about that.
It is the most mindless game, and it's the opposite of scratch offs. Because
like,
you can actually
like
fucking win.
It's called pickles or something? Or like,
lemons or whatever. Yeah. So a pull tab is a little piece of cardboard with three tabs on it that you pull back. And if when you pull it back, it reveals a winner, then you win. It's a whole fucking game. But it's really like, I think it's Minnesota and Wisconsin only. Maybe Iowa.
Maybe Michigan.
Maybe one more state that has them.
I've done it, I think, in Michigan, and I've definitely done it in Minneapolis.
Yep. So they're in basically every small town bar. There's boxes behind the bar. And you go, and then the boxes will show you, there's so many winnings in every box. And on the box, they will show you, okay, here's how many $200 tickets are left. Here's how many, they'll cross them off so you know. And so you basically go up and you say, put $50 in box two, and they'll give you the pull tabs, and then you pull them.
And so you
like
walk
lottery
up,
tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
And you actually do have a chance of winning every time.
Yes.
If you pull the right thing.
I have won, I mean, I've done pull tabs, and this is not scientific, but probably 8-9 times in my life, and I've won more than $200 twice.
Okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how much have you think you put in every time you go, $50 and...
I'm probably down overall. Like, I just went back and just had a horrible run with my parents. We put in probably $200 and we won 40. Mm-hmm. So it was a bad pull tab run. But so many times it's like, oh, look at that, $250. Great, that just bought dinner and this whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. That's how they probably get you too. If you're if you're in a place that you can spend money, now you have free money,
stuck.
Which wasn't free.
Yeah.
Now you're going to reinvest that into that business.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
My grandfather that used to go up to Monarch or the mountains, he would say, "You go up with like $200, you're going to gamble. Whatever you win, no matter what it is, you put it in your right pocket. Whatever you're going to want to gamble in your left pocket," he goes, "9 times out of 10, you break even if you just do that." Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Or you're down a little bit. But he's like, don't ever, whatever you put in your winnings, don't put it back in because you'll
like
never
that.
Get
so the 200, you know you're going to gamble that whole thing.
Yep.
And then whatever winnings you have, you don't touch.
You don't put.
That's great.
And he would literally take $200 out of his left pocket. Whatever he won, he put in his right pocket. When his left pocket was empty,
right.
He would look in his right pocket and go, all right, I have $170 or I have $210 or something like that.
So if you're at a blackjack table, you put chips in your left pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Right pocket.
Last time I went to Vegas, we sat down at this table. I forget what the game was, and there was nobody there. And she's like, I'll teach you guys how to play. And I was like, all right. And I don't even know what it was. We lost, like, I lost $75 in, like, 3 minutes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was so pissed. And I'm like, I'm not gambling anymore. I'm only going to do $100 a day, and I'm already down $75. The next day, Lori went for a run, took $75, went and played 3 hands of blackjack, took her winnings, pissed off the rest of the people at the table, came back and gave me the $75.
Here's
your $75.
See, that's a good wife there.
Is that why you approved the new Jeep purchase? Because she is such a good wife?
I didn't have any say in it.
No,
I don't get.
Can we talk about the crack dealer in your neighborhood that made you basically have to buy the Jeep?
Yeah.
That's a great story, by the way.
I think he's a good salesman.
Great salesman.
Like, if we knew someone who was a realtor and they could bring your dream house to your house, you'd probably buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So my neighbor, who is our crack dealer, Jeep crack dealer, knew that Lori wanted an orange Jeep, and he had one on the lot, and he drove it home and parked it in his driveway so she could see it. She immediately saw it and fell for the trap. Took it for test drive, and within 30 seconds of test driving, texted me and go, yeah, I'm going to get this car.
We have a Jeep now.
Yeah.
Was it new?
Brand new.
Do you get a deal because he brought it to you, or is that not
He did give us a deal.
And he knocked a little bit off the sticker.
Did.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
And
that's good.
The sticker's in Sharpie. Did you just write this?
No. But for you?
Yeah.
67,000. Yeah. Did she have a trade-in?
Yep. She had a lease that was coming up anyway. So.
Oh, copy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
So we lease our cars. Seems to be better for us.
So the Jeep is a lease?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's easy. Then you're not putting down a shitload of money.
We're no money down.
Yeah.
And it's a good looking, like, it looks like a fun Jeep.
Yeah.
It does, I mean, you can commute, you can do all those things. When you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's super fast.
Which is important.
Yeah. For a mom with 2 kids.
I mean, that's the thing with people with the vroom vroom cars. I'm like, what are you doing? It's really fast.
Yeah.
So? Great.
So you're going up down 36. And all you're doing is like red flagging cops to give you a ticket.
Ooh, that is a sexual Jeep.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's nubile.
Actually.
It's a nubile looking Jeep. Maybe we should make that. Can we make that the picture for the episode?
Yeah.
We'll black out the license plate.
Yeah, yeah.
I showed that to my kids. I was like, hey, look, Auntie Laura got a dope new Jeep. And Dane goes, that looks like AI. He doesn't even believe it's like real. I'm like, no, it's a real Jeep.
Kind of looks like
AI. Did he
AI?
Give the look too? The Dane look?
Yeah.
And go, that's AI.
I don't get the car thing overall. I like, nice cars are nice, but the guys that get really into the cars, I don't understand.
You're smart. You don't like depreciating assets.
Maybe that's what it is.
Like, about the guys,
I like houses.
Are you talking about the guys that collect cars or guys like just buy one really expensive like sports car because their dick is small?
Probably both. Honestly, I get a car that has utility for you. And I got a reason maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. I got a nicer car than I've had because my job doesn't require, but there are some clients that I kind of can't show up in a 2010 Subaru.
You're just an author. What's the? What do you need a nice car for?
I would be, when I went to meet at some places with some clients, I would either park way the fuck down the street.
Or borrow
down,
your wife's car, right?
Or switch cars with the wife. Yeah. Hey, I need your car today. Yeah.
I mean, there's a demographic that if you pull up in an old Subaru that will appreciate what you're doing.
That's true. Yeah, but the real wealth, they'll be like, oh, this guy. Yeah. But,
rich man,
but I
poor man.
Yeah.
It's totally true. I don't have a super nice car either, but it's just like middle, just enough to basically get by.
It works for for what you need to do.
Yeah. But beyond that, I see certain people in industries like real estate.
Yep.
Just the first time they get their first commission check, and it's like really BMW. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. good luck, because they think they need that sort of image. Yep. And I'm like, man, you got to get there first.
I just like having a car that I know if it one, I don't have to worry about it breaking down. And
that's
two,
the
if
least.
It breaks down,
yeah.
It's not going to cost me anything for it to get fixed.
Totally.
So like that's that nice peace of mind is worth the car payment every month and depreciating asset. Because otherwise I used to do like the, oh, I'm going to buy the car that's 3 years old. It's a lease turn in, and I'm going to finance it for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And 5 years into it, it's starting to fall apart, but I still have two more years
totally.
I have to make payments and pay $1,000.
No matter how you do it, it's a depreciating asset.
Yeah.
Even if you get a piece of shit and you buy it, it's okay. That's probably better financially, but you're in it every day. It's a piece of shit.
Yep.
And like you said, repairs are just going to happen way more often.
Well, and if you're in it every day, you don't want to hate your car.
Right.
You don't have to love it. You don't have to have luxury, but you don't want to spend every day going, this car sucks.
Yeah. Or you're worried that it's going to break down on the drive.
That's the worst.
Right? Yeah. That stress is, the fact that I don't have that stress anymore makes me sleep so much better at night. Like
in your car.
My brother's in a band, and they have a touring bus, RV, basically, camper. And today they
Shaggin Wagon?
Broke down, basically. Oh. They broke down somewhere in South Dakota.
On the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they called AAA. AAA's
South
like,
Dakota, yeah.
It's too big. We can't we can't tow it. So I believe they're still there.
Somewhere. I mean, in South Dakota, there's places all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be safe. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
Well, their next gig will probably be the thing that breaks them then, because every band has the story about, we broke down on the way to the gig, that's and we finally got there. That's when we made it.
Yeah.
This today
they had to cancel.
Will be the behind the music commercial break.
Oh,
go,
yeah.
Yeah. They'll be like, and then they broke
Fuck,
down South
they're
Dakota.
Shooting everything vertical. I got to tell them. Yeah. Right. You're going to need this. Shit.
Oh, yeah. When did everything change to vertical? You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me horizontal, and now you're shooting stuff in vertical. So
I think you're just referencing the last vacation video, and the only reason I did it vertical is out of pure laziness.
Okay.
It was
so
not
still,
a philosophical.
So still want horizontal?
Yes.
Okay.
But if you're like, what I do is I use the live mode on the photographs.
Yep.
So I actually don't shoot video.
Oh.
If you take the live mode and you take a picture, it gives you 1 second or whatever.
And then you can make
string
a cool
those together and it kind of looks like a video.
You drop it in a timeline, it makes a video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's pretty good. I mean, you have
I like
to,
that idea.
Yeah. And it, again, it gives you a video so you can watch it over 2 minutes and here's my whole month and isn't that great?
And it's much better than the Ken Burns one shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not stills.
Yep.
And then I send it to my kids like, hey, here's all the cool video I took of you guys this month. And then they don't watch it. They don't care. They're like,
It's too much of it. They have
I think
too
so.
Much,
yeah.
You know?
They're over-documented. Yeah. And especially my kid's age and your kid's age soon will be like, well, dad has enthusiasm for it, so it must be lame, so we're not going to do
for
it.
For sure. That's definitely it.
That's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Man,
what do
yeah,
you do?
It, what do you do? Stop making them. Then they'll want them.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's because you don't like it.
Because you're a dick.
This is your dick? Is that what you said? Because you're a dick.
Ow.
Yep.
Sam, have you noticed the amount of videos and photos decrease for the second child? It's probably a 5-to-1 ratio of pictures of the older child versus the younger child.
Really?
Interesting.
Year to year.
Pretty similar.
Okay,
there's more pictures right now of the second child because he's still younger and in that cuter phase than there is being taken of the first child.
Okay.
But maybe there was more pictures. It's tough to say.
Because we look back and we're like, oh, here's the older child at 2 and here's 100 photos. Here's the second child at 2 and here's 20 photos. Like,
well,
it wasn't as cool the second time around.
Yeah. My wife takes way more photos of the kids than I do. I'll like only do it if there's like, oh, that's a fun moment.
If you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, she'll do it just as a matter of course.
Do you find that you edit your photos? So your phone, like some people have 3,000 pictures in their phone. Mm-hmm. I have like 7.
Let me see how many I have.
I'll go through and go, well, I don't need 4 of the same picture.
You're a different animal.
Well,
how many
I'm
do
in
you
the
have
industry.
Right now? How many do you actually
well,
have?
Well, I dump my phone regularly because I upload them.
I have 19,000 photos on my...
Do you really?
Yeah.
How do you find...
It's in the top left. Oh, my goodness. He literally has 19,000
photos. But look,
photos.
There's...
I have there's, 62.
There's 8 photos of
Amazing.
One baseball.
Okay, so that's what shot. I mean. So when Charity opens up her phone, she'll have 5 or 6 of the same photo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, that's cool. But for every photo.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to go in and clean that a lot of that out.
But at some point, is it... You have no chance because it's... It'd be too much of a task to clean it up now, so you just forget it.
They're all on the cloud, too, so it's not like I'm not worried too much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15,000. I need to go clean them up.
15,000?
How many? At least 1,000 of that is accidental screenshots. Yeah. My alarm and shit.
Yeah.
And
I have multiple screenshots of memes and stuff, too, that I can go in and go, delete all my screenshots, and they'll delete all my screenshots.
Don't your phones get full sometimes?
Yeah.
No, I got I upgraded to the $2.99 a month iCloud, so I'll never reach that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balling.
My phone gets full, and I just delete pictures. I do go in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the texts that you send me that are large volume messages, I can go and delete.
Sometimes
those
you do have to go clean out the group texts GIFs and
Do you watch it, or if you're like, that's more than 30 seconds, is no.
I've watched them all. So like the other day, I couldn't send something. I'm like, your iPhone's full. So I went and looked at my messages and I go, oh, here's 15 videos of the same video I sent to everybody at Christmas time. I don't need 15 versions of that on there. So.
I wish there was an easy way in the phone to do that. It just says all things bigger than 10 megs, delete it.
Yep.
Can't do that. Got to manually touch each.
You do.
I think you can do it on Mac. Hmm. Anyway.
So I listened to a new podcast. It's called Who's Your Daddy? Have you guys heard of this podcast?
Call Her Daddy?
Call Her Daddy.
Oh, sorry. Call Her Daddy?
Never heard of it.
Well, your ears perked up, and then me. So I had heard of it. I finally listened to it because I had Penn Bagley or Penn.
Oh yeah, Badgley
or Badgley.
Yes,
yeah.
From you,
the Sam's doppelganger.
Gilmore Girls. Yep.
So I listened to the whole thing. I learned about the Gilmore Girls, which I did not know. I never watched that show.
There's a guy that I saw on the news that looked like the guy from You. He was talking about a house he was selling.
Is he a real estate agent?
I don't know, but it was pretty. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Too much of the same guy sounds like to me. Okay.
So I listened to it. I love the show You. The newest season. I love it. Love it. I didn't really enjoy him because he is a real person. Yeah. I wanted him to be
Joe,
more like his character, which is ridiculous because he's an actor.
Right.
But because he was kind of this soft little he's an actor.
Actor. Right.
I know.
So
I
he's
didn't
soft
like him
in
as
real
much.
Life compared to the. Guy on the show.
The murderous guy.
Yeah.
Hearing actors talk is often a bummer. Like if you listen to a musician be interviewed or a comedian,
that's more
it's
who
like,
they're.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah, that's their stuff. Actor is like you're pretending to be someone else that somebody else wrote for.
Yes.
Yeah. Like every time I hear Robert De Niro speak, now he's a little old and crazy now.
Yeah.
I like him less and less because I just want him to be the actor. I don't want him to be a real person.
Right. I want Alec Baldwin to be Jack Donaghy.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's a little bit of that, which is fun, but then he's also a psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm trying to think if there's any actors that I can think of that have been really good interviews.
I mean, sometimes there are if they play to it, but you have to remember that those are characters.
Yes.
But when I see your face, I think of that character, and you're ruining it for me.
You are.
By talking about your son or whatever. Like, fuck that.
Well, didn't we just see that video of Jason Mantzoukas talking about,
because
he essentially plays the same character in every show that he's in, and that that's not who he is in real life, and then people come up and they're like, Rafi, and he's like, that's not who I am, I'm got a sweater on and I'm reading a book or something.
They're like, oh, let's buy you some shots. He's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But his character is, that's a great example.
In every show, he's
he's an unhinged, crazy-haired dude, and in real life, he's probably just a regular, normal guy.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Who's Your Daddy podcast?
I hated it.
Okay.
I really didn't like it.
Did you hate
it
because of that guy or because
No. I thought she was a terrible interviewer. Her voice stinks.
I've never listened to either. Yeah. I hear this.
I know who she is,
It's supposed to be one of the hottest or best or whatever. It was terrible. Her interview techniques aren't very good.
I don't think we're the target market.
I did not think it was very good.
We're not, but it's like the Joe Rogan for women, right?
Kind of.
It's so shittier.
What's that?
Shittier, worse.
75 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard.
70%.
Yeah.
Because. equal pay for equal podcasts.
Yep. Yeah. But she gets a lot of celebrities and I guess interesting people, but she didn't ask questions that I cared about. But you're right. I'm not the demo for that podcast. So.
Like, what's the point? What is the point of the show? What is the angle, or is it not? It's just an interview
show.
It seems like a women's version of...
It's just a chick asking people questions that other chicks might want.
Yeah.
But not like a journalist or whatever.
Right.
And that's what Rogan does.
Yeah,
he's just a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just asks better questions,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
And he is a podcaster, and he gets blamed for too much shit. And I'm like, he's just a podcaster. Like, that's what... He's supposed to talk for 4 hours. What is he going to talk about?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not... podcasts, in a way, have taken over some of the role of the news, not because they should, because the news is fucked up so bad, and podcasts have become interesting.
Yeah.
But it's not news. No. You can learn things from it, but it's different. It's not a news source.
Nope.
So it's a weird, squirrely thing. And like you said, you just have to have a little bit of critical thinking to be able to separate the two.
Yeah.
But people go, look, these people are influencing a whole bunch of people, which is true. Now, if you're getting influenced by that, that's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
That you're listening and just being like, I should believe everything.
Mm-hmm. But at least you're being influenced by something that's longer form, so you can do a deep dive on it. If you watch,
but could you imagine if we had to talk every day for 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours? Like, we talk 45 minutes once a month, and we're like, what else are we going to talk about? Like, we had to fill time.
Yeah. Oh, not good.
Every once in a while, there's like, I stare at the two of you and go, oh, I have an idea.
You're always the guy. Thank you.
But it's just like a beat, which is like, are we done? Are we wrapping up?
I feel it, and I'm just like, well, I hope he's got something, because I don't have shit.
I love these guys, but I don't have anything to talk about. Like,
sometimes when you're in your car with the fellas, you just roll down the window and don't talk.
Just let it fly.
The thing I like about Rogan, though, is that he freely admits, he's like, I'm just a dumb guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just a dumb comedian. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he does know some stuff.
Yeah.
He does.
But I also remember when Dave Chappelle was getting in trouble with all the LGBT trans community, he's like, here's the deal. I will sit down and debate or talk to any of you. The only thing I require is that you listen to my entire show. And I think that's what people don't do that hate some of those people is like, well, you don't even listen to them. You're talking shit about them, but there's no way you listen to them based on the thing that you say you hate about them.
Right.
You might not like his takes, but if you you say he's trying to take the place of experts. No, he's not.
No.
He's not doing that.
Right, because if you're not listening, it's hard to know that. And also, there's people saying that. And the fact that we don't get our news from a centralized source. It was never really centralized, but kind of. News anchors, CBS, ABC. Right. Now it's just all on your phone via, for the most part, algorithms. Yeah. Whether those like are social media or the actual news app. Someone was saying this the other day, which is interesting. Your algorithm is designed to give you more of what you like, what you react to.
Yep.
So next time you log on, it'll try to give you more of what you reacted to last time.
Yeah.
Extrapolate that over 5 or 10 years.
Ooh.
You get further and further. Yeah. So we don't really have a shared reality. People will be like, all these people are saying, and I'm like, really? Because I haven't heard that at all.
Totally.
But that's because it's not my algorithm.
Yeah, and you're not doubting that someone said that. Totally. You're just like,
But and then when it's served to you on a daily basis, it feels like it's happening all the time everywhere.
Yep. And when you keep seeing the same thing over and over from whoever it is, or the same algorithm, you're like, oh, everybody's talking about this. Right. And you're like, well, everybody you're listening to.
Totally.
So the other day I was listening to the radio, I was listening to Sirius XM. And they were talking about, they did a report of, like, what do Democrats, who do they not trust and who do Republicans not trust? And it was the normal CNN. And then they had Joe Rogan in there, too. And I'm like, why are they even including Joe Rogan in, like, news networks?
The
like,
fear factor.
Yeah, guy. Like, that shouldn't even be part of the discussion. Like, no matter good or bad, if you believe it or not, it's not, shouldn't be going there for any of your news anyway.
No, but what's weird is that they're... especially with COVID, there were a lot of newsworthy things discussed on that podcast. So it's like...
Says you.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it does have...
Let me introduce you to Gert van den Bosch.
It does have... The news element is usually they will take one or two subjects and just beat the shit out of it for 3 hours.
100%.
So, but it's not like 3 hours of news.
Right.
It's
no.
It's like one thing or whatever.
And all you have to do is take one-minute clip from that and then post it somewhere and go, this is what they were talking about.
And
And it's never like that.
Yeah.
This is why, as a longtime Rogan listener, it really bummed me out that he endorsed Trump. Like, that really, that he wouldn't fully give his endorsement to any political candidate.
Because
then he does lose a little bit of the, oh, I'm just a guy talking over
totally.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had Elon Musk on again.
Yeah.
You know, you had Trump. Mm-hmm. Now, he did have the other, Kamala tried to have her on, but she wouldn't do it. So, you know, fair play
but
there.
But she did go on the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yep.
Which is where I listen to that.
Which is where I heard the podcast.
Oh, you didn't
from.
Hear that story?
Yeah. No, I got to listen to that on the podcast. That sounds like a train wreck. Those two people together?
Oh, I
didn't listen to it. But what they did was, she agreed to do it. Rather than Kamala come to the studio do it, they went to a hotel and made the hotel room look like the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they spent like $20,000 or something.
Yeah, and she bailed the first time. Like, something happened.
No
like she
way.
Something happened. I don't know what. Right. Like, she's vice president. I don't know what. What are they doing?
She was actually running the country.
She was running the country. So, but like, yeah, they made it that big of an effort to go
interesting
interviewer. Yeah,
there's a guy, Stephen Bartlett. He does a podcast called Diary of a CEO, and that I think is just what they do as a matter of course. They have a set that looks the same, but it's different places every time. It's like some hotel. Yeah, they spend a shitload of money on it.
Our set is not spent. They have not spent enough money. I've never
clearly
heard of it, so.
Our set is different almost every single time.
Yeah,
that's true. Sometimes it's the same though. Yeah, that tent.
Yeah, yeah, I don't mind the tent.
The tents like or the corner booth, the bar taco.
Corner booth
table. I'm sorry.
That is our table.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like that. And if ever we go there and there's somebody sitting there, I will feel like, hey, get out of our seat, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Kick them out. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of our area.
Jesus. Yeah. Angry Jeremy. All right. It's going to get this guy a nap. Yeah. I feel like there was like two or three other things we talked about during lunch that our listener would want to know about.
Oh, yeah.
But I've forgotten what all of them are. We didn't write.
Doug, what do you want to hear? Let us know in the comments.
Yep. Smash that subscribe button.
Yep. Like, share, subscribe. Share. Yeah. They're killing politicians. What else is going on out there? It's fine. People need something.
War. It's Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
So I got them there.
Because we're talking about the algorithm. I did see something about the algorithm where it's like, it's not necessarily what you stop and read. It's just things that you even pause on.
Yes.
Like, you'll pause on it. So I was kind of making fun of Sam the other day because Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, has been filling up my feed because every time something happens, I give it a gander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're right. Like, all of a sudden now it thinks I'm interested in Tim Walz news. Yeah.
Okay. That's how Instagram is with me, but with whores.
Horses?
Whores. No. Prostitutes. No. Scantily clad young ladies. Nubiles.
Dude, I don't even look at
them. I swear I'm not clicking, but I am probably pausing. And then you go to that little search page.
Oh, man.
And it's just asses and boobs. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just a professional.
Nothing makes you look grosser than the search function for things you've never searched for. I've never searched for any of those things.
I do like this. Yeah. But I'm not even clicking on it or searching for it.
Yeah. I do like it, but
once in a while I'm like, "Oh, let's see, that caption's intriguing. Let's see where it goes." Well, now I'm going to get this for 14 months.
Do you
months.
Feel like less of an old perv if you don't click on the thing? I mean, like the thumbnail. You can get the gist of what the video is. Maybe take a look at the thumbnail, but like you don't click on it and make it full screen.
100%.
Less of a perv if you do that.
Yeah, yeah, but then the algorithm knows.
I try to use my wife's phone when I do that.
Yeah.
So it shows up on her feed, but I still get a look at it.
Or your kid's phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori, what are you into over here?
I did see a meme the other day that because when you just pause on it and you don't have to click on it, this lady's like, hey, I was looking at that thing about frogs, but I stopped to itch my nose. That's not why I wanted to look. Not interested in seeing more of that stuff. I just happened to stop for 2 seconds to scratch my nose.
It would be funny to take your phone out and Lori's phone out side by side and click on that function and just compare what the phone thinks you like.
Yeah.
Is hers just full of like.
But is it also based on
the
like
NBA players
IP,
or whatever? Like
IP address too? Because I feel like she and I come across like some of the same memes and jokes and videos and stuff that we both. Is it because we both like it or is it because. What do we got, Sam?
It's actually not that bad. No. My search page.
No, it's not bad at all.
What is it?
It's a lot of text.
Fucking
a lot of
text. Yes. Yeah. Kind of embarrassing, actually.
Yeah, exactly. What's that, dude? He looks hung. Who's that?
I am getting into a lot of Mad Men reels. Just Mad Men clips. Yeah. That's one of the things.
Okay.
All right, Jamie, open yours. Now we got it.
All right, let's see him.
Yep. Have to do
okay.
It.
So mine was actually pretty disappointing.
Pretty tame.
I will say. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Hold on. Maybe I've glass. De-dirted. See, mine is exactly what we described.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Like, and every, like, Nubile.
Wait,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Can I see it again?
Yeah.
Because what's interesting.
Reggie Miller, chick's ass.
Yeah.
Basketball shoes.
Girl eating underwear.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
Middle finger.
Yeah. That's closer
Sean
to mine.
Kemp.
Sean Kemp.
Chevy Chase.
Which is pornographic.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's interesting is the nubiles on Derek's page are different from the nubiles I get served.
There you
mine
go.
Are big butts and boobs. Oh, yours are like fitness, athletic women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more on Derek's, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And this is a Viagra commercial, apparently.
Ooh.
Yep.
We need to ask Jeremy about this.
Oh, I got one more funny thing to add to this. Oh, and then Fred Durst. One more funny thing is,
Fred Durst.
This is what tells me that I look at Instagram too much. Is that as scrolling through it, I'd say 25% of this, I'm like, oh, I know that one. Like
I've already seen it before.
Yeah, like it's regurgitating.
I got in trouble last time because we talked about the bridesmaid dancing.
Yeah.
And Lori's like, you watch that all the time?
Yeah,
I watch it all the time. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. Was good. Uh-huh. That was fun.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
This seems like a ridiculous question, but I need to ask you.
Nubile.
Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
Is she attractive?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
When did this come up? When did this come up?
The first booze meeting.
Oh, it was. Yeah, okay.
It's a good question.
Wow. I'm shocked
I
that
feel
we're even
like,
thinking about this.
I think she's attractive. Someone asked me like 10 years ago, Beyonce or Rihanna, and it was a tough
one. That's a tough one.
And I've purely on the Rihanna bandwagon. I'm not a big fan of Beyonce anymore. But that's a great question.
Were we watching TV and there's a commercial where she's in like a cowboy hat and she's like works in a diner or something? Yeah. I was like, ugh. And Ben and Sam were like, what the fuck are you talking
about? One of the most beautiful women in the world.
Like, her face is beautiful, but I don't like her body at
all.
Really?
I feel like,
I do like her. I'm with you on
the
big butt.
No, thanks.
Yes.
No.
Not a butt guy.
No?
No, well, not a big butt guy.
I don't like
a nice
booty.
I'm
going to
go with Sam. I think she's attractive.
Yeah.
I don't think she's super attractive.
Really? I think she's super attractive.
Her face is beautiful.
I'm also the only non-racist of the table.
Beyonce or Rihanna?
I don't like Barbados, Beyonce.
You don't
like Barbados.
You don't
She's
like Barbados?
Oh. Yeah. No. So
like
Rihanna, Rihanna used to be my like number one.
Oh.
But I just haven't seen her in a long
time.
I go Beyonce now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
After Chris Brown got done with her, you're like,
nice. That's enough. Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too far. That was too far. Okay. Domestic violence joke?
No, I said it. I was saying enough to meet my love for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too far. Shut it down.
Shut it down. Did you guys see that the Lakers might get sold? The Buss
family?
They
did, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That feels like that's news.
Yeah.
That's one of those things you're like, well, they'll never sell it. Oh, they're selling the team.
And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays got sold, too.
All right.
Is that even a team?
By the way, we're all in on the Devil Rays. I put us in for a bid. For the Devil Rays.
Oh, nice.
I think they're just the Rays now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, the Rays, yeah.
Yeah.
So, this sucks because we're watching ESPN right now, ESPN News in the middle of the afternoon. But this is what COVID fucked up. So we're watching this. It's an interview, and it's split screen. They're in different places. The host is wearing fucking earbuds while this is happening, and the dude is in somewhere. You can't hear, but you know the mic sucks. They didn't even clean the lens, and this is just okay now.
Yeah.
This is ESPN. We're supposed to be better than this.
You guys don't watch like ESPN during the day, right?
No, never.
Never. It's the most worthless. Remember when they used to run SportsCenter all day?
Yeah.
Those were the days. I'd watch SportsCenter 6 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
But now I do not watch anything during ESPN during the day. At all.
Because in the morning when you wake up and you get ready for work, you click on it, it's like First Take or Wake Up.
Stephen
I would just
Smith
like to see
Kendrick Perkins
highlights.
First thing in the morning.
No, there's no.
Sounds like the worst day ever.
Yeah. Remember how excited you used to get for Top 10?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's hard now because everything's accessible online.
Yeah.
Did you ever go look at highlights online? I don't really.
No.
Maybe on social media they show up, but I feel like they should bring back Top 10. Get rid of this shit.
I wish my boys would grow up every morning they could turn on the TV and watch 30-minute SportsCenter with everything that happened the night before. And no talking heads, nothing. Just 30 minutes of highlights and jokes and
But who's Stephen A. Smith going to yell at?
I don't care.
Who's Kendrick Perkins? How is he going to mumble
who's
through?
Kendrick Perkins going to eat?
He's not even – wasn't even a good player. That bums me out.
Right.
Some fucking bum who just happened to be on like the one of the best three-headed monsters
he
of all time.
He was the fourth.
Yeah, the fourth.
Yeah.
Maybe the fifth.
Fifth. Serge Ibaka.
Yeah. Great wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
then he cost Jokic an MVP 2 years ago.
Why?
Because he was like, oh, I feel like
Joel Embiid
had a better year,
fucking
even though and everybody's like, oh yeah, Jokic won it last year. I think it's somebody else.
That concept too. It's somebody else's turn. We have Joker fatigue.
Totally.
And,
Otherwise, Shaq would have won like 7 MVPs.
Totally.
What did he win? Two? Maybe one? Two?
Same thing with LeBron, right? Like LeBron. For a decade, was the best player.
Yeah,
he went to like 9 finals in a row. He didn't win them all, obviously, but he went to 9 in a row or 8 in a row.
That's
so
crazy.
Should he have won 8 MVPs? Probably,
maybe.
Jeremy, how do you feel about SGA being the MVP?
I thought it was a joke, but he also had the best record.
Sure.
So I understand that part. It wasn't like night and day difference, like the year Embiid won.
Right.
But I'm more pissed off that Jamal Murray doesn't come into the season ready to play because I think that's what costs Jokic another MVP. If Murray comes in, he's ready to play. They don't go 500 for like the first 2 months.
Right.
And instead of like a 4 or 5 seed, they're a 2 seed probably behind.
Sure.
And then he might win the
And everybody
the MVP.
Constantly is conceding the Joker is the best player in the world.
Yes.
That's his nickname now,
yes.
other right. than the Joker. Best player in the world. And then they go, well, but
SGA was pretty fucking good.
Best
this year.
Player in the best team.
And they were easily yeah. the best team.
Yep. So right. Yeah. And there's yeah. and it, but it is hard to make the argument that he's the most valuable because that team is so deep.
Totally.
So good. Yep. And if the Nuggets don't have Jokic,
they're a lottery team. yeah. They're yeah. not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
That team probably the OKC probably still makes the playoffs without
oh, yeah.
SGA.
Definitely. Yeah.
They might yeah. be a 7 or 8 seed, but totally. They're still making the playoffs. Yep.
And I'm very into the association this year, and I don't have, like,
it's great.
Like a dog in the like, I don't care
I forgot
one lick about either one of those teams, but I've watched almost every game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I kind of care. And I kind of want the Pacers to win. And you totally. Say why, and I go, I have no idea.
Because they're the because underdog.
Because underdog. Yeah.
My boy Tyree Reese needs to step up, though. My God.
Ofer?
He's yeah. hurt.
Ofer?
He's hurt.
Taliban?
Yeah. yeah
he's.
Maybe,
heard
maybe his dad can play
the
for
what?
Him.
They call him the Haliban.
No.
He's attacked New York City, the Haliban did. Now,
wow.
Now he attacked
wow.
OKC.
That's
tremendous.
That's
a, oh, I love thank you for telling
yeah,
me that.
The Haliban.
The internet
then,
is undefeated with shit like that.
And the other one was Al-Qaeda for Caitlin Clark. So mm-hmm. the Haliban and Al-Qaeda are both located in Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Caitlin Clark. Yep. God, you got to love that for the league.
Did you see that Angel Reese? She trademarked Me Bounds.
I saw that.
Trademark Me Bounds?
Yeah. yeah. Oh, we haven't talked about
that. Oh, that's her thing?
That's, yeah, because she
Let's
gets her own.
Let's talk some WNBA action.
yeah.
Hot.
For all the people that are still yeah. tuned in. She gets her own rebounds. So they're called Me Bounds now because she's like, oh, she averages 20 rebounds. And people are like, yeah, but 12 of those are her own missed yeah. shots, like her own missed layups. And
me
then bounds. There's a, I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is my algorithm. There's guys who gamble every game that Angel Reese will miss her first shot.
Oh,
and
it's
they're
amazing.
Like 9 yes. and 1 on the season.
Yes.
Wow.
It's incredible. oh.
And her shots, they're not even close.
No, it's bad.
Yeah.
It is interesting how she's become the villain.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark is the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun to watch.
But I did see Angel Reese on my algorithm yesterday. She's like, who do I think is the best player in the league? Me.
Yeah. Of course.
Like, she's, well, come on. Like, yeah. You ruin your argument then, and you're being a little dumb, but I also saw a funny meme that said, if you let Angel Reese in the gym by herself for 24 hours, she'd have 20 points and 10,000 rebounds.
Or the joke that says Iran's launched 100 missiles and like 5 landed, and then shows a picture of her in an Iranian general uniform.
It's good. It's really good.
That is the beautiful nexus
yes.
of sports. And politics.
Yes.
And that's a great place to end the
yeah.
episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Lunch at Jer. Great segue to get ready to go
when
home.
When you post this today, yeah. go stay till the end for WNBA talk.
Hot.
See how many
hot WNBA
that's
talk.
That's what the title's going to be.
Yes. On Lunch with Jer from Fire in the Mountain. Gentlemen.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.